Hi, everybody. Welcome. This is Jordana Barakhov. We are now learning and continuing to learn from Passover to Shavuot, the journey. You could always reach me at jbarakhov@gmail.com, or I have a website, jbarakhov@gmail.com or jordanatorah.com. You could find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana. I am so excited to be with you today and to be teaching a little bit. Journeys, this is what we're talking about, from Passover to Shavuot. And what's interesting is that I really wanted to try to find something that I could tie in so many ideas together at the same time. And I'm even amazed myself. I want to talk about Passover. In Passover, there are three things that are very common that we kept. I think all of you might be familiar with this. We kept our language, we kept our dress, and we kept our names. Those are the three items that we as Jews kept while we were in Egypt in a strange land. And it talks about that in Chazal, and people are very proud of that. And I want to talk about the concept of language. Some of you might even know where I'm going with this already. Our growth through language, and the reason why I'm picking this is twofold. One, because this week's Torah portion is Tazria Mitzorah, so we have a lot of language discussion over there, but also because this is a personal journey of mine, I must say. Language and finding the right words and what to say and what not to say. These are definitely my personal journey. You know, you think, here I am a teacher for so many years, 26 years I've been teaching. I have the gift of gab, as they say. I am always talking. I'm always enjoying to speak. But a person always needs, even if we're good at something or if we're talented in something, it's not always pure talent. There always is refinement. And I'm humble to say that things don't always go as we plan and or as we want to say it. And it is something that I have truly, I could say sincerely, have worked on, so much so that I would say that after learning this concept and presenting it to you, it has really solidified my way of thinking. And let me explain to you about this journey in Tazria Mitzorah. It always talks about in Tazria Mitzorah, obviously it's talking about Tzoraat, and you get Tzoraat, leprosy, for the sin of Lashon Hara, for speaking evil or gossiping, however you want to translate it, slander. And as we know, for everything, there's an opposite. There's a mountain, there's a valley. If it's light, it's dark. White, black. Whatever it might be, holy, not holy, pure, impure. Whatever that might be, there always are opposites to each other, up, down. So too with Lashon Hara, there is an opposite, and quite often people think the opposite to Lashon Hara is silence. And I'm here to tell you the opposite of Lashon Hara is not silence. Yes, if you have an urge to say something not nice, and that's your journey of working on your speech, especially since our language was so powerful in Passover time, and we really had a beautiful connection to our language, and we want to carry that over onto Shavuot, to think that silence is the opposite isn't 100% correct. I would say it's not correct at all. It's a good tool. If you have that urge and you want to say something not nice and you remain silent, that's great. That's important. It's like if somebody's hurting somebody else and you're not hurting that person, but if you're not actively doing something, then you are not reaching the potential that your actions could reach. What do I mean by that? My remaining silent, it's great. But if I would take Lashon Hara and flip it on its coin and talk about the opposite, that would be Lashon Tov, speaking positively. Now that's a powerful tool. Giving words of praise, that is beyond. And I would say as a teacher, it is something that becomes very important. I personally have worked on my own speech and how I interact and talk, especially with my students. I am mindful. I make sure that in every class that I walk into, I'm always giving a compliment. It is so empowering. If you go through your day and you can consciously think of the compliments that you gave purposefully, you can't imagine how much you lighten up somebody's day. When I see the faces of my students, when I say, and I'm not necessarily talking about their pertaining to their schoolwork, even if it's just, oh, I love your new glasses, or wow, your hair really looks good like that. Oh, is that a new shirt? I love that color on you. When I make it personal and I give that Lashon Tov and I give that good word, it's empowering. So not only does this week's Torah portion, Tazri Matzor, talk about Lashon Hara, and the aspect I'm talking about is the journey of going one step further from going silent to now being more powerful and having positive speech. This time period, as we mentioned before, this time period from Passover to Shavuot talks about Pirkei Avot and our growth through Pirkei Avot. And even in this week, when we talk about the second parak has that very concept. One of the most important tasks of a leader or a parent or a friend is to focus on the praise. And you see this clearly in the Mishnah in chapter 2, verse 11, in which Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai enumerates the praises of his five beloved students. And this is what he says to them. Emunis, a pleasant place to live, but lacking in other Torah scholars eventually. Eliezer ben Hyrcanus, a plastered well that never loses a drop. That's his first Talmud, his first student. Yoshua ben Hanina, happy the one who gave birth to him. Yossi the priest, a pious man. Shimon ben Netanel, a man who fears sin. Elazar ben Arach, an ever-flowing spring. So here we even see Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai takes each of his students, each of his disciples, and points out and says something positive and praises each one. How powerful is that? To pinpoint to somebody what their actual praise is, what they're actually great at. And you could find anything. You could find anything about anybody. And it's important when we praise how we give that praise. And that's what we saw with Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. The way we give it is very fundamental. Recognizing the good in people and saying so. We help bring out that person's potential to fruition. Praising their efforts, rather just their innate gifts, helps encourage them to growth. So I want to talk about when we say encourage them to growth, there's a very famous concept of something called growth mindset versus fixed mindset. It was in a book written by Carol Dweck. I don't know if you're familiar with it. For those that are not familiar with it, I'll explain it to you and then we could go further. Growth mindset is somebody who pushes forward, who's motivated, keeps on going, versus a fixed mindset is somebody who doesn't have that grit to move forward. So the best way I like to explain is, let's say you have a child who's very talented and athletic in basketball, and the new year starts, they're in sixth grade, they make it onto the sixth grade basketball team. And that talented young man or young lady just coasts by all year on their talents, doesn't put in any extra effort, doesn't work at it, but is talented in basketball. You have a child number two who makes it to the team, isn't as naturally talented, but they say to themselves, you know what, I'm going to work my tuss off. I'm going to keep on going. I'm going to work, and I'm going to put a lot of effort in. And they work, and they work, and they practice when they get home, and they practice their layups, and they practice their foul shots. They keep on going. What's going to happen at the end of sixth grade, at the end of that year, the child who didn't start off as talented, child number two, is going to surpass child number one because they put in that effort and they also developed the tools to always achieve and always, no matter what, they persevere. That is what we call growth mindset. So when we give compliments and praises to people, we want to help develop that growth mindset. You want to focus on their efforts. So, for instance, you might say, oh, I see you put in a lot of work into that. It's words of encouragement, because those words of encouragement, they produce growth. The right kind of praise changes lives. That is the power of Lashon HaTov. Bad speech, Lashon Hara, that gets discussed in Tazria Mitzor of this week, diminishes us. It brings us down. Good speech, the opposite, can lift us up to great heights. So when we talk about this journey that we have between Passover and Shavuot now, we could say that this is a journey of speech. We started off with great language in Mitzrayim and Egypt. That's what we were known for. But as we journey and we take day by day until we reach Shavuot, there's supposed to be growth. And the growth that we're supposed to have is not merely just staying status quo, or not merely just making sure we don't speak Lashon Hara, but let's flip it. Let's work together and let's be on this journey together. And maybe from here on out, let's every day try to be conscious and use our Lashon Tov. Let's try and give a positive, encouraging word to people around us. You'll see it's an amazing exercise. Write it down. Be conscious of it. Say to yourself, I'm going to give so-and-so this compliment today. And when you're in a conversation with somebody, try to find something of encouraging words. So I want to thank you so much for coming on this Passover to Shavuot journey with me. This is Jordana Barahov, Drink It In Style. Again, you can find me on my website, jordanatorah.com. If you want to reach out and send an encouraging word, if you are liking these short little audios, go ahead and send out a nice email. You could also find me on Instagram at drinkitin_Jordana or jordanatorah.com. Looking forward to hearing your encouraging words. Have a great, great day.